an introduction to the viewer. For several years, this phenomenon has been studied, and although it has not been clinically proven, it is yet something very intriguing. You, my audience, will get to see how this plays out. We will take you through what is known as the cellular memory phenomenon, the idea that memory can be stored in major parts of the body through organ transplants. Shall we begin? Okay, here we go.
Hello, my name is Julie, and I am really excited for tonight's Tallinn show. You see, I am a soprano in the chamber choir. I arranged one of my own favorite pieces in D minor.
Well, Julie, are you ready? We are leaving shortly. We are just waiting for your father to find his car keys.
I got them, Kate. Let us go.
Okay, Julie, get in.
Okay, are we all set?
Are you buckled in?
I am.
And so am I, let us go.
So will you guys make sure you keep a lookout for me when I sing? I want you to see how I do.
Do not worry. I will see how you do, right, Paul?
Yes, that is right. So tell us more about this song you have been composing for the Tallinn show.
Well, it is a song in the key of D minor, as I felt it right for the song's title, Life Shall Never Die. It has 8 choral parts, and there are about 20 or so people in my act. I made sure the harmony sounded perfect. We have been rehearsing.
(laughs) 911 dispatch, what is your emergency?
Ma'am, I saw a car accident on the intersection of B Street and 42 Avenue.
All right, I have an ambulance and fire personnel on the way. How many were hurt?
I am not sure, but it looks very disturbing. Lots of debris everywhere. I cannot really tell how many were injured.
Okay, I will have my flight come over as well. Can I do anything else for you?
No, I think that is all.
All right, thank you for calling an emergency.
As the cars collide, a blur of activity takes place. An ambulance siren is heard far in the distance, increasing in intensity as it approaches the scene of the accident. We are not sure what happened exactly, though it appears the driver of the car was not paying attention.
All we know so far is that the 3 people inside the car were hurt. One of them suffered a severe head trauma, and the driver had some slight injuries.
It is for a fact that we need to keep right away from a traumatized victim.
Okay, guys, get to work. We need to cut open this car. Responsive to light, let us check pulse. Okay, she does have pulse. How about the man and the woman? They seem to be talking.
What is going?
You are going to be okay. Stay still. Where is that gurney? Ah, here it is. Let us get the man and woman on these and take this girl to life flight. Now be quick. Right you are.
pickup
line. I called her the other day. I said, you can go in there and then you can hide and come on.
Surgery.
Exactly. We're looking for general surgery. There's 6583. General surgery is 6583.
Faith is at Julie's hospital bed, where she lays. The doctor said they were going to operate to remove some of the swelling. It is a few hours since the scene of the accident.
Please, Lord Jesus, I pray that you will take care of my Julie. Please, please, I beg of you. She cannot die now. Julie, are you here?
Is Julie all right? Oh no, what happened to her?
Paul, how could you? How could you not have been paying attention when you were listening to Julie? Now see what you have done. She suffered a head injury because of you.
What? Why are you blaming me? I did nothing. All I was doing was concentrating on the road. Why do you think I was not paying attention? Oh God, you do not say she is going to die?
Well, all I know is that you were looking at Julie with pure interest, and you were not paying attention to the road. Why were you so careless?
I told you, I was keeping one eye out on the road, but a car seemed to jump out at me and I could not stop in time. Listen, I am sorry, okay?
Sorry? How can you be sorry when Julie could die any minute?
4 days later, Julie's tests show a decline since she was first admitted. She has no eye response, no pain or motor stimulus response, or any form of brain activity. She is breathing through the use of a ventilator.
She is officially considered to be brain dead, with no hope of recovering.
No. She is dead, my only Julie. She is gone. What can I do? It is all Paul's fault for not driving. I shall see that he is punished and brought to justice. How could such a terrible fate await us? Oh wait, what was that? Did I just see a movement from Julie?
Madam, that was only a reflex. It is nothing. I am very, very sorry. There is one thing you can do that may benefit from this tragedy. Have you heard of organ transplants?
Yes. Is that where the person donates organs to save lives?
Yes, that is correct. Do you want to donate your daughter's organs to help those in need? I need both you and your husband to come with me to sign some agreement papers, okay? Here we go. I will hereby consent to donate all of my child's organs to medical care. I understand that the organs are being transplanted in other patients. I give consent for medical personnel to operate on my child, and that all life-supporting equipment to be turned off, and that my child's body will join their spirit.
That sounds fair. I will sign it.
I also agree. I hope we can save someone's life. Is that not the best thing to do?
Yes, I guess you are right. I am sorry I was yelling at you like that. I was just so mad that my poor Julie was hurt, but there is nothing we can do about it. It was all an accident.
That is all right. I should have been focusing both eyes on the road, but her stories were grabbing my full interest, and I was procured into listening to her.
Julie Voicer had lived for 17 years, was notable for her singing talents and great self-motivation. She shall be within our hearts. We pray that her journey to heaven is a peaceful one. She had wonderful memories of her past that we should share. She started to realize that Julie loved the art of singing, since she was 4. She knew how to compose songs without acquiring any classes or lessons. Julie's life, cut short, is now to be mirrored.
I wonder when I will get a new heart. Mistress seems thoughtful every day. My, but now I want thought to resume normal life again. I want to run flat again, but this lousy pilot that could go back on me.
Ursula, honey, wake up. They have found a new part for you. Quick, get into the car and I will take you there.
Betty, what is the matter? Is Ursula all right? What was that beeping?
Oh, that was her beeper. It went off and I need to take Ursula to the hospital to get her new heart.
That is wonderful. Can I join you in the drive?
Sure. Get in.
Hey Ursula, welcome back. How are we doing today? Are you excited to get your new heart?
I think so, though I am a trifle nervous.
Okay, no problem. Do you know what will happen to you? I will refresh your memory. First, you will be prepared for operating. You will be lying on the table. An anesthesiologist will slip some happy juice and a gas mask over you. Be ready to count to five. I doubt you can make it past three. We will proceed in cooling your body temperature and put you on what we call the cardiopulmonary bypass or heart-lung machine. You will be clinically dead until we put the new heart in and restart it. I want to warn you that you will feel as if an elephant or a train went over your chest.
Okay, stop with the talking. I want to get this over with.
Okay, we shall get you ready.
I love you, honey. I will be praying for you. See you in a few hours.
I will be outside the intensive care unit when you wake up.
Hello, Ursula. I am your anesthesiologist. Are you ready to go to sleep?
I guess so.
All right, here we go.
brain right here. See how it just comes there, Walter?
Yeah.
That's the right plane to be in.
Hours later, with the new heart, Ursula is in recovery. Ursula's parents are with her.
Do not try to talk. They put a tube down your throat to help you breathe. Would you like me to show you something? Look at your fingernail pads, all pink and full of healthy color.
Ursula is doing very well. No signs of rejections yet. She is now in isolation and she is moving about.
My, but I feel more energetic than ever. Mom, when will I go home?
Honey, when your doctor says you can. Now how about going to bed?
I do not want to. I want to take in this great moment and thank God for the new heart.
Hey, I got it. I can take you to the chapel and go there myself.
Awesome. I feel like singing something I kept dreaming about. Whoa. Did I just sing that?
Yes, you did. You sounded so mellow. How did you do it? You never sung in your life. Why, you hated singing. You could not carry a tune.
Huh? Really? I did not know I could sing. I just had this feeling, this desire to sing my heart out. I started feeling this way ever since the transplant. Why, Mom? Why can I sing now? Why did I not sing before?
That is a good question, and I wish I could answer it for you, but I really do not know. Maybe God was belated in giving you your talent.
But I do not understand it. I have been tone deaf all my life, and I could never sing. How is it that I can now?
Well, well. How are you today? Are you enjoying your new heart?
Yes, Dr. Harry, I really am. I was just talking to my mom about it.
Oh, was it about how you enjoy singing? I heard part of your conversation as I was coming in. You look totally baffled, I can tell you. Hang on while I be right back. First, tell me what happened.
Well, ever since I got my new heart, I have been having dreams about singing sad songs. I do not understand it, Doctor. Why am I having frequent dreams about it? Why do I have such indulgence to sing?
I know what you are thinking about. Hold on while I go get a few things. All right, I am back. Everyone grab a chair. Ursula, stay in your bed.
So, will she be all right?
Yes, under these circumstances. Now, Ursula, I want you to pay close attention to what I am about to tell you. I will be straight with you. I believe in being honest with my patients. I expect my patients to comply with my orders. I will give you no false hope. Understand?
Yes.
Yes.
And you, Ursula?
Yes.
Good. Okay, I have found your explanations very suspicious, and it is secular among transplant recipients. Please understand that this is not a condition. It is merely an idea, an observation. According to the transplant team, you got this heart from a girl who died in a car wreck. She was 17, and believe it or not, she loved singing. It was her specialty. This explains why you are feeling what she felt when she was singing. The term for this idea or phenomenon is known as cellular memory. It is when a donor's organ, particularly the heart, can store parts of memories. Of course, this does not sound logical, for only the brain can store memories.
So, will I have this thing henceforth to sing? Is there anything I can do about it?
I am afraid not, but my opinion is that they will gradually fade as you gain more experience. Do you have any more questions for me?
Well, not really, but I think I understand what you are saying. Like, if I was a donor and I did track, then the person getting my heart would feel the same way and would want to run track.
That could be true, though in your case, it is not a memorable thing. Singing and other major significant memories get stored in other parts of the body. Why, it is possible that one's tastes and preferences, as well as personality changes, can be affected from an organ transplant.
So, I guess that does it, eh?
I guess that is it. Your tests look otherwise good to me. I am thinking to discharge you in another 3 or 4 days. You will need to take anti-rejection drugs for the rest of your life. Never take any over-the-counter medication, such as a common cold remedy, unless I okay it. Understand?
Yes, doctor.
Good. Now, have fun. I will see you before you depart.
Three days later, Ursula is on her way to start a new heart and a new life. She gradually started to resemble Julie Voisler's life, though of course Ursula is aware of this, and, in spite of all things Julie did, Ursula knew this. She resumed a normal training schedule and getting back in shape for the upcoming track season. All information you into account for was ascertained based on real-life situations and reference materials. If you want to look more into this matter, you are at liberty to do so. The end.
You might want to listen to the next productions about Julie and her life. The story of VW Julie, shocked. That is how Julie reacts when she learns that she did not get her sight restored when she was little. At the same time, Julie's hidden feelings that she kept inside finally manages to get out into the open, experiencing the trans sensation when the students at an elementary school learns that there are two people who are transgender. They get easily isolated. Then one day two transsexuals come to the school to talk about their own experiences and what they went through. Cellular memory, Julie is on her way to a talent show when she ends up in a serious car accident. She suffers severe brain injury, and her family stands by as she slips away from this world. Her organs are flown to another part of the state, and Ursula gets Julie's heart. Soon after, she starts to experience what Julie felt. How will she cope with these feelings? The legacy of VW Julie, after Ursula manages to gain control of her life. She is curious enough to ask her doctors if she could meet the family of the donor who gave her this gift of life. Soon, Ursula meets Kate and Paul, who are working on starting the Julie's Place project.